Well, hello and welcome to another PE podcast. I'm glad you could stop by today to listen to the great R&B music I got going for you. A lot of great tunes going on here. We're pretty much dipping straight back into the past for these tunes. We've got a couple of newer ones, but we're mostly going into the archives to get some of the older tunes out here. A lot of things I have not played before, the bands I have not played before that I should have played probably in the past. So that's what we're going to be listening to. And this on, if you're listening to this today, it's released. This is Easter 2017. That's right. So 2017. We're halfway through April. Can you believe it? Really, really weird. It's PAX Day is on Tuesday because Monday is obviously holiday in Boston, and so they hold off the collection of taxes until after that, so it's going to be on the 18th, so really cool. We get a couple extra days in order to pay our taxes if we have to pay in, and for those of us that do pay in, we certainly enjoy the couple of extra days we get before having to turn in our paperwork and pay our bills, so that's what we've got going. I don't really have a lot of Easter-ish type songs that we're playing today. I've got to admit that when I was putting some of these together, I wasn't thinking, hey, this is the Easter one. Maybe I should do something about Roll Away the Stone or something else that has to do with, Christ and the Resurrection, maybe Jesus by Big Star, but I did not do that. But we're going to start off with sort of the New Jersey equivalent of Jesus Christ, and that would be Mr. Bruce Springsteen. And so from 1973's The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle, we're going to be listening to the classic tune, Kitty's Back, here at the PD Podcast. We'll be right back.
me and you have got birth. People close to me and cause all my pain, heartache, and misery. Now I think it's time for me to take some responsibility. That's why I'm gonna be at the conference office Monday at 2:45.
Thank you. tuck your name. Sing Lucky's wings. Take my picture from the frame and put it out in the crowd. Put the sun behind the front. Put me back in the crowd. Put me back in the crowd. Put the sun behind the front. Put me back in the crowd.
All right, we ended that first set with Tom Waits doing Back in the Crowd from 2011's Bad as Me. I really, really love Tom Waits. I don't play a lot of it because his voice, not everybody's into Tom Waits the way I am. I just love that old voice doing that. I remember seeing it live over at UNH. I helped put that together. I was part of the crew, and we were all really mad because he had like an old telephone pole that he brought up and an old gas pump that he brought up as part of the set for doing the music, and they didn't really kind of fit through the doors or fit in the elevator, so we had to get a winch and winch it up onto the balcony and then into the place where he played because of that. So not a lot of happy people that night, because it wasn't kind of a typical show that we had to put together. We just basically put the seats out, collected tickets, had people sit down, and go for it. So that was a strange guy, but a really great show. Before that, Work to Do from Lee Fields from 2016's Special Night album. Again, that's one of the newer tunes that we're playing today. And we started off with Bruce Springsteen, Jesus Christ from New Jersey, we'll call him. And Kitty's Back from The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. Well, I hope your Easter's going well for you. I hope Easter Bunny. Yeah, that has a lot to do with Christ's resurrection, doesn't it? I hope the Easter Bunny was good for you today. So let's go heading on to the next set. And we're going to start off with a band called Translator. I don't know too much about this band. I mean, I love this song. This song was kind of big and ubiquitous, but hadn't really heard of them since then, so I don't know if they had really done a lot. So this is a song that I think most people know. It's called Everywhere That I'm Not, from 1982's Heartbeats and Triggers, and that's how we're leading off this set here at the Hootie Podcast. That's impossible, that's impossible, There we go. We got something here. We ended that set with Cass McCombs doing a song called Angel Blood. So there we go. There's our Easter theme. Angel Blood from 2013's Big Wheel and Others. I know his son is Steve's on the first track, and I think the last track on this album. So I think Big Wheel is kind of literally a big wheel that his kid has. Before that, and look at this, it's another Eastery song, Heaven's Gonna Happen Now, from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Yes, the name of the band is The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, from 2011's Belong album. Really, really great album. Love this band. Heaven's Gonna Happen Now. Before that, Jet Fighter, from a band called The 3 O'Clock, from 1983's 16 Tambourines. Talk about a power pop song, huh? And Jet Fighter, I mean, that song has just been in my head for weeks. And we started off with Everywhere That I'm Not from Translator from 1982's Heartbeat and Triggers. All right, let's get heading into this next set. Now we're just going to keep going here. Let's bypass anything else. And so we're going to listen to Mr. Billy Bragg. I love Mr. Billy Bragg. I'm supposed to see him, but his mom died, and so he had to cancel out. So he did not play. So anyway, I'm sure I'll get to see him at some point. He did a cover of a Rolling Stones song called She Smiled Sweetly, and I said, let's play that, and that's how we're going to begin this set here at the PD Podcast.
Why do my thoughts seem so large on me? It seems to stay for day after day. Won't disappear, I'll try to go away. But she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no. Where does she hide it? Inside of her. Keeps her peace most every day. Won't disappear, my head turning green. But she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry. Nothing in why or when. There's no use in trying. You're here begging again and again and again. That's what she said so softly. I understood for once in my life, feeling good most all of the time. but she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, "Don't worry."
happy. Thank you.
All right, and we ended that set with Rilo Kiley from 2004's More Adventurous album, and the song was called Love and War. Before that, a George Harrison song from 1979's George Harrison album, and that was called Not Guilty. Before that, Richard Thompson from my favorite album of his, 1986's Daring Adventures. Really great. Just a lot of great tunes on that. And that one was called How Will I Ever Be Simple Again? He says enough on the song, so I think you should get out the title from that. And Billy Bragg started off with his cover of the Rolling Stones, She Smiled Sweetly. Well, let's head into this final set. Again, I hope your Easter is going well for you, or is going to go well, or if you listen to this after Easter, that your Easter went well and things are going okay for you. Again, we're probably going to have a quiet Easter this year. I don't expect anything big going on. Sometimes we have family up and do family things, but I don't think that's going to happen this year, or I haven't been informed of anything yet. Alright, so we're going to head into this final set now, and I'm going to start off with the band R.E.M., Jesus Christ from Georgia. Who knows? Why not? We'll try to force this Easter theme as much as we can. And so from 1994, we're going to do with What's the Frequency, Kenneth, here at the PD Podcast.
Thank you. knocking on the windows, looking down the chimney pot. Blowing off the dust in the room where I forgot I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a cube, but all winding just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling like a holiday. You and I should ride the coast to wind up in our favorite coast.
Bye.
Okay, we ended that set with The Kinks and Nothing to Say from 1969's Arthur, which is about his sister and brother-in-law who moved to Australia. So there's songs about Australia about it, and of course the United Kingdom and all that kind of stuff, because they're The Kinks, and they wrote a lot about England. Before that was Darkness, Darkness by the Youngbloods from their 1971 album Get It Together, one of the great classic tunes that was done by them. Before that, a very power pop band called Ocean Color Scene. Very Beatles-esque. A lot of songs sound a lot like the Beatles, including the one we listened to, The Day We Caught the Train, from 1996's Mosley Shoals album. And from Monster, we started the set off with R.E.M. and What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Well, that's how we're going to end today's Easter show, the special Easter show, a special edition of it. I hope you all felt the Easter spirit while listening to the songs that I was playing for you today. Yeah, just kidding. Who knows what's going on in my mind. So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you tune in every Sunday to listen to the podcast at bunnick.net, where you can stream or download it. You can always download it and listen to it later if you want. That's a good way to do it. If you don't, again, if you don't want to listen to it, again, sharing is caring. If you share this with others, have other people tune in, that would be great. Again, I've gotten a few more people listening on a regular basis, but always looking to increase that count. So please, please tell others about it. Have them listen to it. Really good stuff. All right. Hope you tune in. Again, I do this every Sunday. It's working on 3 years. At the end of May, it'll be 3 years, and I've only missed 1 week in all that time because of a broken-down computer where I could not record my podcast, so that kind of sucked. But anyway, other than that, I've kept it going, and I do special editions of the podcast on Wednesdays. I got a couple new ones coming up for you, and so that should be interesting to listen to. So again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. That's the way I listen to music, and so I will go and share that with you because you listen. If you stop listening, I'd stop doing it. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you tune in again next week. Until we meet again, I'm just going to say goodbye for now.